suffice?
Let me suffice it by saying I'm incredibly appreciative. Also with pictures, like with social media, like I just don't do it because I don't believe in social media. I would love to talk to people for 10 minutes and really have an exchange with them instead of like a photo for their face. But no one's interested in that.
Well, now they will be. Now you've told them.
I'm not interested in that either.
Let's be clear. I was speaking metaphorically.
Oh, the message boards are lighting up.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, you might remember this iconic Nirvana 1991 album cover. Remember that? Featuring a naked baby swimming towards a $1 bill dangling from a fish hook. Iconic cover. Well, that baby is now a 30-year-old man. And, yep, you guessed it, he's suing the band now.
Let's bring in entertainment reporter Sam Rubin in LA. Sam, why is he doing this?
I think he's doing it to get attention and potentially to get money. He says 17 different defendants each owe him $150,000 for the possible violation of child pornography laws and child abuse laws. You know, a lot of these lawsuits are coming out. In this case, and I've talked to several lawyers about it, I don't think there's a real case here, but they have now eliminated the statute of limitations. Here you see Spencer as an adult recreating the pose. He did it twice. We assume he got paid for those efforts. As a baby, his parents were paid $200, but now because the statute of limitations no longer exists and you can say somebody violated me at any time, he's saying 30 years ago that's what happened to him and he wants to be compensated for it now.
I mean, from a legal point of view, what are experts saying about it? Because he's saying that his parents never signed a release authorizing the use of the image. I would presume they've got that kind of stuff sewn up, Nirvana.
You would tend to think so, although this was probably, you know, things were a lot more casual then.
Yeah.
A lot fewer lawsuits then. The people that I have spoken to say by virtue of the fact that he replicated the photo at least twice and certainly for pay probably limits any damages. And also that this was a free expression case. You could argue the album cover is a piece of artwork.
Yeah.
He's not
Definitely.
Suggesting he was violated any other way. So I think this is more, hey, here I am. Let's get some attention. And one other thing that if in fact there were money to be had in a legal sense, two lawyers said this to me, we would never be talking about this. They would have settled the case. The fact that he's suing indicates
so he's dreaming
that they didn't.
Is what I'm hearing.
It's funny, though. I mean, that is iconic, right?
Mm.
And you wouldn't probably be able to do it today.
No, that's true.
Or you would think you would. You would think a lot more about it. And I, as a practical matter, I don't know the answer to that because you could, if the parents sign the release, obviously it would be concerned about the child being compromised. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not seeing the severe psychological distress that this has caused.
But that's because your willy's not being shown around the world. You know,
it's a news story for my
well, there's that.
If it was me, I'd be suing.
Good Lord. Good Lord, 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 Lord. Hey folks, Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, and that was a clip that I pulled from an Australian television broadcast. Of course, I could have pulled it from any news source from around the world right now. Spencer Elderman, I guess he was the baby that was that graced the cover of the Nevermind album that was released back in like 1991, September 24th, 1991. Odd that he would launch a lawsuit now getting so close to the 30th anniversary. 17 people are in the lawsuit. He wants $150,000 from each because he blames this album cover was detrimental to his mental health and a few other things. And so he's taking a shot at getting some money. Here's the weird thing. Throughout his life, he's been every so often he'll put out what he looks like now on the album cover and he'll release it, that sort of thing. But for someone to have that many, to do it that many times, how messed up from an album cover are you from this incident where he's just a little baby, he's 4 years old. His parents got paid $200 for the photo, that sort of thing back in the day. But now going in on the 30th anniversary, he wants money. Does he have a shot? I don't know. I actually don't think so. I'm trying to figure out, I guess he kind of got like follow where the lawsuit happened, where it was launched and what the laws are in that area for the best chance. just seems kind of odd now at this point. He wants all this money from Nirvana and all the other claimants involved. If anything, I think the record label should be the one that pays for it, you know, but then again, what record label likes to pay for anything? So there you go. But it's a lot of money, right? 17 people are named in the lawsuit. You know, of course, you know, Dave Grohl, the band itself, the label, you know, Courtney Love, and it just goes on and on and on and on. But do you think maybe the lawyers are the ones that initiated all of this and approached him with it? You know? I don't know. It just doesn't kind of add up. So there you go. 30 years later, it's such an iconic album, the Nevermind album from Nirvana. So he might have a shot. I don't know, but we'll find out. So in this set of music, of course, with me, I always go back and listen to the album, and I'm instantaneously taken back in time that I must have listened to that album 42 times in a row when I got it. I had to, just because, you know, I have stories about Nirvana, about the Corktown, almost booking them there back in like 1991, the Bleach album. But I'm not going to talk about this during this cast. That's a whole other thing. Still a sore spot for me. But I must listen to the Nevermind album from Nirvana 42 times in a row, just because it was just so good. And I really connected with it, and so did a lot of other people from that era and generation, that sort of thing. And who knew that Kurt Cobain was a ticking time bomb in itself? Anyway, so I'm going to play the entire album. So there you go. So sit back, relax. If you're driving, enjoy the tunes. If you're walking, whatever you're doing. It's a Nevermind album. Kicking things off. Smells like Teen Spirit. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. happy, 'cause today found my friends are in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning, is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. So lonely, that's okay, shake my head, and I'm not sad, and just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard, and I'm not sure, I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there, and I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good. Today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke on me is Sunday morning, it's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Got to know, haven't told. Promise you, haven't true. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Polly said, Polly says her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She caught me off my guard. Amazes me the will of instinct. Isn't me having seed? Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself. Got some rope. Haven't told. Promise you. Haven't true. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some help? Please myself.
Passing back and forth. Special message to go, man, I've done. their real enemy's the audience, you know?
Yeah, it's a classic trope, Morty.
Rick, what's wrong?
Don't look over too fast, Morty. We're being followed.
Who are those guys?
It's Wendy's Breakfast, Morty.
Wait, it's a Wendy's what?
Wendy's Breakfast. They've been trying to make us do a commercial about it for months.
Man, I'm hungry. Those things look good.
You bet your ass they do, Morty. That's the Breakfast Baconator, Frosty Chino, and Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. Chicken Biscuit's a bruiser, Morty. Do not mess with that guy.
I don't understand.
Run, Morty, run! I'll never do it. You'll never take me alive.
Wait, Rick!
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah. Hamilton's Escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
We look back at the life of a music legend, Phil Everly, one half of the Everly Brothers.
I need you so that I could die. I love you so.
Phil Everly on the left, one half of that legendary duo.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
The younger brother hitting the higher notes, a career spanning five decades. Ed Sullivan introducing the brothers in 1957.
Here's the story, a song story of a little boy and little girl who went to the movies and fell asleep. The Everly Brothers in their newest recording.
At the peak of their stardom, they averaged a top 10 hit every 4 months.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Wake Up Little Susie was actually banned from many radio stations because of its storyline. Two teens out together at a movie well past midnight. Too suggestive for the times. And here, being introduced by a young Dick Clark on American Bandstand.
This one's called Kathy's Clown. Again, the Everly Brothers.
That song might have sold more than any of their singles, the Beatles early in their career calling themselves the English Everly Brothers. Tonight, so many legendary singers reacting to the loss. Nancy Sinatra tweeting, "Phil Everly is gone. Touring with Phil and Don was one of the thrills of my life." Paul Simon saying, "Phil and Don were the most beautiful sounding duo I ever heard. Both voices pristine and soulful, part of the birth of rock and roll."
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye, my love.
Their music gets even better with time, doesn't it? His wife, Patty, saying he fought long and hard against a lengthy illness, but that we are absolutely, quote, heartbroken.
Dream.